Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good afternoon, good evening, good night. Wherever you are, this is the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show, and you are in tune to Caribbean Global Voices. Today is December 17th, and of course, you know we're going to be here with you until high noon in our neck of the woods. I want to say good morning to Matrice over there in New York City, New York, New York. Along with all of the other folks who are in tune with us this morning, it's a cool 70 degrees here in our neck of the woods. That's down over there in the U.S. British Virgin Islands. Of course, folks, you know that this is the season for celebrations at Caribbean Global Voices. We will bring you the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. I'm your host, Ivor Henry. Of course, we celebrate everything. So what do you want to celebrate? You can do it right here. In addition to the birthdays and anniversaries, there is Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah. Don't forget Carnival in Montserrat, St. Kitts and St. Croix. Be reminded that Charleston Secondary School Class of 72 kicks off its activities tomorrow, as it celebrates 50 years since its graduation. And we may even want to celebrate this year without being so much on edge about the formidable COVID-19 that put a damper on the celebrations for the last 2 years. Yeah, we can be a little bit more bold, but still cautious and prudent. So come on in and join us. Celebrate right here. And this is Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. Plenty of fun in store. We have a packed show for you. Of course, given the first show, we're going to have our TCS and Fulton. At 10 o'clock at the top of the hour, we're going to have sports. David Maitland comes a-calling. Birthdays, anniversary, and events that would have taken place on this date. Compliments Mr. Audley Watson. At 7:45, we'll be hearing from Heavy and Dawn with the Antilles Care. Hear the world. And Colonel will have his commentary. And of course, we can discuss just about anything. And I said, as I said, we are in a festive mood. We are in, I say we are highly spirited. We can discuss the politics over in Nevis, they just had elections, and the concerned citizens has returned, but we'll have a discussion on that, if you like. Expect to hear from Lynn, our roving reporter over there in St. Kitts. So, I need your love, I need an audience, so go ahead and tell the folks that we're here, 563-999-3693. 563-999-3693. So, Mrs. is a little under the weather, so I'll do the honors to say good morning for her. She's online with us, but not feeling well, but be as it may. We're going to start a wrap here just before we get into some prayers. So, stick and stay.
Unmoved can stand. There
God's unchanging hand. Feel your whole soul being eternal. And hold in God's unchanging hand. Trust in Him. Will not leave you. Whatsoever years may bring, and if my earthly friends forsake it, still more closely to Him cling. When your journey isn't this, if to God you have been true, oh, fair and bright your home in glory, your enraptured soul.
and our hope and our love will exceed whatever challenge that anyone is facing today. Oh Lord, grant us the wisdom to deal with it. We know you can hold the whole world in your hand. And since we are part of it, we're asking you to take care of us while you take care of the world. Father, of course, we want to pray for Mercy this morning. I spoke with her this morning. I'm going to ask that you cancel every pain and every plan that the enemy has from her. Of course, she's been going through some pains and during these pains, but Father God, you know best. And of course, I'll have Leon. Yes, he's with us. I'm going to probably have him to pray for some folks as well, because once the prayer goes up, the blessings come on. So Father, that's my little prayer this morning, praying for peace in the world. Good mood, we know the Christmas should be Christ-like, and for those who would have put more to Christ and put the option for the Christmas, let it just be for just too much of this. Let it not be that they're trying to really X out the good Lord. So Father, all these I pray in Jesus' name. I hope that you really, really have a really, really good day, and the rest of the days, which will be closing out this year, may go without any hindrance. Good morning, Leon. Leon, good morning, good morning. Don't know if you're in a position to hear me, but I recognize your number. But you can always feel free to come on through. Because we have with us Pope Leon Francis, and the Pope is an auxiliary. Good morning, Leon, and how are you today?
Not too bad, then. Good morning to you. I don't know if you called me, but I was a little indisposed, so I could not get through the phone. So.
Yes, I did call on you, and you're saying you're not too bad, so that means you're just one bad, right?
Yes, one bad. One
okay,
bad.
We keep it at one. Trying to get to zero. Yeah, I know you have a list of folks that you would pray for weekly, so I started, you know, saying a little something there in prayer, and I did summon you to just to finish it up, the prayer.
Yes, well, we can just go through the list and mention their names, because like I always say, nothing is sweeter, no word in this dictionary sweeter than one hearing one's name, and especially when they're struggling with ill health, they can use some comfort. So I'd like to just grace you, take the opportunity to wish all the wonderful people great, hoping that they have a great Christmas and everything else to make them happy. But just to begin with, I just said, dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning. We pray that you will let this show go on without any interruptions whatsoever. We thank you for the opportunity you have afforded us and pray that Iva and his crew will do justice as you usually do every week. We pray especially for the ones who are suffering, like my dear friend Leroy Lashley and his daughter Lisa, Bob Zinisbeth, Oliver Solomon, Everett Carter, and all the others, of course, Merchis Nisbet. Don't know if she's on with you this morning, but Lord, we just pray for her as well. We pray for all the others who are suffering, those who have not expressed their concerns. Pray that you let this show go on without any interruption and trust that this show may be one to be remembered. As we enter the Yuletide season, Lord, let it to be remembered and one to everyone will be healthy and well. Thank you again for the opportunity. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen, Leon. You know, the third place finishers in the FIFA football comes up at 10 o'clock this morning.
10 o'clock today.
Yes, Morocco and Croatia.
And Croatia.
My team that
Croatia.
I had placed first, second, and third, it's not going to even place fifth.
No way. He's the first person to lose three times. But anyway.
But, I know.
But anyway, nevertheless,
The important
thing
is that
they were dear, man. You know, how many people would have loved to be even represented, you know, because each team that enters that final round gets $9 million and you just go up until they reach $42 million for the winner. So,
yes.
Nevertheless, you know, they got to be grateful for small mercies, and I just trust that, I know sentimentally, I want to see Morocco win today, you know, so they have fought, they came first African nation.
Yeah, I'm sticking with the Africans today.
So, and then tomorrow, to me, I want to see young man, well, Messi go out in glory, because he said this is going to be his last, you know, and sometimes you want to see people, you know, excel. Mbappe would will have another opportunity. So that's how I look at it. But whoever wins, wins. But I think I want to see Argentina come through. But nevertheless, I know you're in the inspirational hour and the folks are listening to hear the wonderful music that you will continue to play. So they're looking forward to hear that. And of course, you know, I took the opportunity of singing God on the Mountain, you know, because you played so often. And remember the words.
Yes.
So thanks for that.
Yes. Okay. Of course. It's coming up. Okay.
Okay.
Heart things change when you're down in the valley. Don't stay. You're never alone. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things when you're up on the mountain. The talk comes so easy when life's at its best. How it's down in the valley of trials and temptations. That's where your faith is really put to the test. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God of the good night is still God in the valley. The God of the day is still God in the night. The God of the day is still God in the night.
Together.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus.
Come on.
To break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain.
Yeah.
To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Let's say it together, there is power.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
You got it.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus,
yeah.
To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Declare and say,
to break every chain, break every chain, break every.
Now somebody lift your hands in the air right here.
There's an arm.
Raise it with it in emotion.
My mother's womb
carpenter by trade. And even though he was the son of God, he worked till he went away. And as he ascended, those around him heard him say, I'll prepare a place and come again and take you home today. For 2,000 years he's been working on a place where we will live eternally. Words can't explain, minds can't contain what's waiting there for me. This world my own great mansion, but he holds the world in his hands. And the carpenter from Nazareth built me a home in glory land. You might own the greatest home there is in the land, and the world of goods that you own may be the envy of every man. But all of this will pass away, and the only thing that will stand is what the carpenter from Nazareth has built in glory land. For 2,000 years he's been working on a place where we will live eternally. Words can't explain, minds can't contain what's waiting there for me. This world might hold great mansion, but he holds the world in his hands. The carpenter from Nazareth built me a home in glory land. You might own the greatest home there is in the land, and the world of goods your own may be the envy of every man. But all of this will pass away, and the only thing that will stand is what the carpenter from Nazareth has built in glory land. For 2,000 years he's been working on a place where we will live eternally. Words can't explain, minds can't contain what's waiting there for me. This world my own great mansion, but he holds the world in his hands. And the carpenter from Nazareth built me a home in glory land. For 2,000 years he's been working on a place where we will live eternally. Words can't explain, minds can't contain what's waiting there for me. This world my own great mansion, but he holds the world in his hands. And the carpenter from Nazareth built me a home in glory land. The carpenter from Nazareth built me a home in glory land. The carpenter from Nazareth built me a home in glory land. Yes, carpenter is building me a home. The carpenter is building me a home. I want to go there. He's building me a home. The carpenter from Nazareth built me a home in glory land. The carpenter from Nazareth built me a home in glory.
Yes, indeed, there's a home that is built there for us. We are all eagerly waiting to get there. But we ain't know how it leave Mother Earth. We'll enjoy what the good Lord has for us at this time. Well, that's what the Doe Brothers come out of Nevis there. And we're going to do it again.
I'm coming. yes, indeed, we did it again. Man, they had me jumping in that one. We just cooled it down a little bit here this morning with the late, great Lord, I look to you.
As I lay me down, heaven hear me now, I'm lost without a cause, after giving it my all, winter storms have come, and darkened my sun, after all that I've been through, who on earth can I turn to? I look to you. I look to you. After all my strength is gone, in you I can be strong. I look to you. Searching for that open door, and every road that I've taken led to my misery, and I don't know if I'm gonna make it. Nothing to do but lift my head. I look to you. I look to you.
Enjoy some of the festivities. It's always a good time when it comes to Christmas. St. Croix, Montserrat, St. Kitts and Nevis, they're having kind of a jump up time, as we would call it. But others are celebrating Kwanzaa and Hanukkah, and by whatever name you choose to call this season. It's the end of the year. We would want to really go out with a bang, a real super, super bang. 2022, much better than 2020, 2021, when COVID had us, what can I say, stifled somewhat out of the norm, outside of the norm, but slowly but surely getting back on track. Well, we know a recession is looming, but nonetheless, we will not let that deter us, especially this time of year, for folks back in the Caribbean, when we parang, we serenade, we quail bay, we dance, we masquerade, we do a whole lot of things during this time. So we should not let anything stifle us about this time. But folks, stand by, you know, sports is going to be up momentarily. Morocco, Croatia, they're going to be kicking it off for the third place. They're taking one of the spots that they would have reserved for Brazil. Brazil was supposed to take in third, second, first. And let's be reminded, they would be coming in a weary fifth if there's such a place. But let's see who's next in line for the blessing as we roll up the top.
right now.
Strike it up, I join in with the chorus.
Yes, folks, we roll down the hill from 9 o'clock to 9:30, then up the hill to 10 o'clock. And that's your inspirational portion for this morning. And folks, next week we'll be hovering around Christmas Eve. Could you imagine that? And the next day will be Christmas. And we'll be having a marathon, so we're going to stand by for that. But of course, we're standing by for David with the sports. And I'm sure that Leon and Dennis Cardinal. Lynette is also here with us. Let's take this opportunity to say good morning to Lynette. Lynette, good morning, and how are you?
Good morning, I'm wonderful.
You are wonderful. Okay.
Yeah, so we're singing along with that song that says, count your blessings and give thanks. That one.
Oh, well, you want to tell us how you enjoy the inspirational portion? I thought you just came on board. I guess you're following the footsteps of Carlene. You're waveling her to see who should be...
No, I'm not going to say that from Carlene. I say I just love that song. That song just set the mood. Mm-hmm.
What's the name of it again?
That one...
Give me the line. Give me a line that you remember. Oh, okay. You're next in line for your blessing.
That one.
Oh, my blessing, dear George Banton. Yes. All right. Well, I saw somebody poking me in the back when I was pushing.
Well, I would say for more blessings because I'm already blessed. God has been good, and I don't have anything to complain about.
All right. Well, you know how it goes. You must all.
I have my two children here waiting for Christmas. I mean, what do you want to complain about?
Oh, you both kids are with you for Christmas?
Both of them are here.
Oh, yep. Okay, I understand.
So you see, that's one of my big blessings right there, so.
Okay, well, I'll afford you the opportunity to go ahead and say hello, hi, to your folks before David boot you out of here. David is standing by. So, Montrose Cardinal, Leon and the works are here, and then you can stick and stay for sports.
Okay. Say morning to everybody. Don't you know, Kathleen? I'm not taking away from your being the number one inspirational fan, but I enjoyed all the music this morning. Much is good morning. I know it's cold, but we are not cold down here. It's nice and sunny. Not too hot, but really nice and sunny. Daniel, good morning. Hope you're feeling much, much better. And David and Leon and Dennis. Good morning.
Yeah, I'm creating, so I'm begging my people, please. Oh, we got to rally around the West Indies.
And right about now, we are going to be rallying around David, Your Majesty, Maitland.
Good morning,
Ivor. King of Bethlehem. Good morning.
Good morning, Ivor. Are you hearing me?
Hearing you loud and clear now. Yes, sir.
Good morning, Ivor. Good morning, Leon. Good morning, Cardinal. Good morning, Lynette. Good morning, Maurice, Dennis. Good morning, Barbara. Good morning to the listeners, wherever they are. Good morning. Good evening. Good afternoon. Good night. Welcome to the Saturday Morning Sports. I'm going to start off with soccer. As you know, the final is already set. For the World Cup, we call it football. We call it soccer here in America. So we'll go with football. The World Cup is already finally set tomorrow between France and Argentina. What a big heavyweight. We'll be going up against each other. Lionel Messi for Argentina was never won a major trophy. and Mbappe for France, who has been, he was the defending champion during the last World Cup. Right now, the third place game is going on between Croatia and Morocco. So I know everyone tomorrow will be tuning in wherever they are to the final, to see the final tomorrow, including myself. The final I'm salivating with my team that knocked out due to their own cheerleading. They did not play well. They did not deserve to be in the final. So this is home. Hopefully, when the next 4 years, they'll be back. And Neymar will be represented there. But I'm gonna shift now to cricket. And we're going to start with the present test matches that is being played. There are three test matches being played at present between South Africa is the first match I'm going to feature against Australia. And this is a match that I've never seen so many grass on a pitch either in my entire life to see the wicket at the Gabba. It was so green, you could not tell the wicket different from the outfield. And that Australia won the toss and asked South Africa to bat. And they were bundled 452 with Kyle Vereen getting 64 and Timba Bavuma getting 38. There was extras of 15. There was 10 runs from Mark Bada and 10 runs from Irwin. So those were the main scorers there. Bowling them down was Michael Stark. He got 3 for 41 from 14 overs. With Scott Boland. This is a gentleman we have not heard of him. He just sprung up and he's been a destroyer. He got 2 for 28 from 11. And Pat Cummins, skipper, he got 2 for 35 and 12.2. When Australia batted, they are now presently 145 for 5. With Travis Head 78 not out. And the 78 has some 13, 4, and a 6 in there. And Steve Smith is next with 36. Bowling for South Africa. Peter Rabada, they will go for 50 from 11.1. Nokia get 2 for 37 from 8. That was the bonus goal to Marco Jensen. But Croatia is presently leading Morocco 1-0 at the moment. So Croatia is running. And we come to the India-Bangladesh game. And this game is a game that seemed to be taking twists and turns. You know, Bangladesh needs some 200 runs to win this match. I think it's an impossible task, but we will. India batted first, and they made 404 all out. With Pujara getting 50. I'm sorry, Pujara getting 90, and Sirish Iyer getting 86. They are 58 from Ashwin, 40 from Cool Deep Yada, Truman Gill get in 20, and Taylor Raoul get in 22. That's 404 all out, I was. I must say total there. The wickets were Tijman Islam getting 433 and Mahinde Mirage getting 412. So those were the main wickets. When Bangladesh this body, they were sitting out for a measly 150 with Mufassir Rahim getting 28, 25 to Mahinde Miraz, 24 to Linton Das, and 20 to Zaki Hassan. So bowling for India, Kuldeep Yadav gets 5 for 40 from 16 over, which contained 6 mains. And Mohammed Siraj getting 3 for 20 from 13. So those were the main destroyer. When India batted, they made 258 for 2 declared, with Suman Gill getting 110 and Pujara getting 102 not out. 23 went to KL Rao. Now, in a test match, I got 110 from 152 ball with 10 fours and 3 sixes for Truman Gill, and Pujara 13 fours in his innings. As I said, they were just a wicket each to Ahmed, KL Ahmed, and Mahinde got a wicket. So now they're batting in their second innings. They're 172 for 6 with Hassan Zaki Kir Hassan getting 100. A even 100 from 224 balls with 13, 4 and a 6. They're 6 or 7 from Hussein Shanto. And 40 from Shakib Alasan. He's 40 not out at present. And 23 for Raheem. So 276 for 6. They need some further 200 and let me see here. They need some further 200 runs to take this match, which is an impossible. They need 241 to win this game. It's going to be an impossible task. Now we turn to the Pakistan and England game. And this one here is another game that turns up on its head. I was watching some of that game there last night. Pakistan was doing well. Again, the last wicket at key moment, the captain running out himself after he was batting so well on 77. He got run out there, just did not take off of that runs right away. He had hesitate, and the bad thing about it, either the keeper had actually had fouled the wicket, but he had only knocked off one of the bails to end up. When the ball came in, he knocked off the other, and the batter was out for them. So Pakistan made 304 all out. Skipper Babar Azam getting 78, and the 78 came from 123 balls with 9 fours. And Aga Salman, he got 56, 45 to Zahir Ali. As you know, Zahir Ali said after this test match, he's hanging up his boots. And 30 went to Shah Masood, 23 to Shaquille, and 20 went to Newman Ali. So for Arnold. Bowling for England, with Jack Leach getting 440 from 31 overs. And the two wickets to the debutant, Riham Ahmed, he bowled from 22 overs and he got 2 for 89. He made his debut in that test match. England are presently 7 for 1. So that's what's happening in there. But there is in the BPL, I don't know if you're seeing that game there where a team that bowled out for 15. This is the Thunder and the BPL Ivor. That bowled out for 15 runs. Can you imagine a team with grown men, with professional cricketers on there, getting bowled out for 15 runs at once in 5.5 overs, Ivor?
Wow.
The commentators could not believe what they were seeing in front of their eyes. The Adelaide Strikers made 139 for 9 with 36 going to Chris Lynn, 33 to Big Granholm, getting 33. So they made 139. And bowling for the Strikers, yeah, 3 wickets to Faruqi, 2 wickets each to Daniel Sams. He got 2 for 23. Brendan Doggett get 2 for 25, and Sandhu getting 2 for 28. As I said, Ivor, the commentator, I was listening to some of the commentary. The commentator said, can we get rid of that duck? Because that duck kept on walking across the when a batsman got out for naught, he would walk across. And the commentator said, can we get rid of that duck? We've seen him too much start. Now, the scores is 0-0-3-0-2-1-1-0-0-4-1 and extra goes 3. So Brendan Doggett top score with 4. And the extras and Riley Russo fought for the second place, who got the most scores. They got extra just 3. Those 3. A team got all out of 15 in the Big Bash League. I said, this is a international star that called Riley. So things like those. Now, I've also some women cricket going on at present. Let me see. Hold on there, Ivor. 1 second, that's not the women's score. West Indies and England. West Indies does not seem to can get a handle on their game with England. They seem to be losing every week side you look at it. On December 14th, this is Wednesday gone, they played England, and England easily defeated them. England made 140, 1 for 6 in their 20 over. This is a T20 game with Sophia Dunkley getting 43, 24 to Maria Boucher, and 20 to Danny Watt. So they made 146 in their 20 over. Bowling for West Indies, Ellie Matthews got 3 for 15 from 4. And there was wicket each to Ram Sarat, Fletcher, and Williams. When West Indies batted, they could only muster 125 for 8, with the top score is in the teens, 18 for Fletcher, 16 for Elaine, 17 for Gajanabi. So those were the main scores there. And the wickets were here between Charlie Dean. He got 3 for 22 from 4. And Lauren Bell got 2 for 21 from 3. So that's what's happening there with that. I know India is presently in a series with Australia. The New Zealand series was drawn. They match on they're presently playing now. They're like 183 for 3 in their 20. Indian women is 127 for 1. But the match on Wednesday, Australia made 172 for 8 in that match, with 75 going to Elise Perry, 41 go to Grace Harris, and 30 going to Beth Mooney, 178 for 8. Bowling for India, there were 4 bowlers with 2 wickets each. There's 2 wickets for Vidya. That 2 for 22 from 3. Singh got 2 for 24 from 4. And Sarvani got 2 for 34 from 4. And Sharma getting 2 for 40 from 4. Those are the main wicket takers. In India batted, they made 151 for 7. This is India women batted, they made 151 for 7. Bowling for, making some runs there was Shafali Varma. Got 52 from 41 balls with 6 fours and 3 sixes. Amanpreet Kaur got 37 from 27 balls with 6 fours. And Deepit Sharma getting 25 knockouts. So those were the scores there. Bowling for Australia, it was 2 wickets apiece to Brown and Gardner. Brown got 2 for 19 from 4, and Gardner got 2 for 21 from 3. So that's just what's happening with women cricket there, Ivor. And I will now turn my attention to local cricket. This week, there's a schedule of matches. I think there's also a game on this Saturday. Let me go back over my there's a game on at Brian Piccolo Park, Underdogs versus Striker. That game is on the way. Now, to bring you guys up to date, the score is presently locked at 1 apiece between Morocco and Croatia. And tomorrow, which is Sunday, at Tradewinds Park at 9 a.m., BCC Ignite versus Myrtle Grove. At 10 o'clock at Matt Brown is South India Tuskers versus Coconut Creek. Florida Tigers versus PCC Googlies at Brian Piccolo Park North. Kendall Star versus Atlantic at Brian Piccolo Park South. Titan versus Tufan at John Prince Park. West Palm Beach United versus St. Best at Central Broad Regional Ball Field. Round 4. Miami Lions versus South Florida Sunrisers at the Lauderdale Sports Park. For St. Lucie versus the above-mentioned game that I just made, talked to you about, the Lions versus South Florida, Palm Beach United versus St. Beth, Titans versus Tufan, Kendall Star versus the Atlantic, Florida Tigers versus VCC Googlies, and South India Tuskers versus Coconut Creek. Those games start at 10 o'clock. And at St. Lucie, as the Girl Scout Friendship Park, St. Lucie versus Tritons, that game starts at 11. Central Broad Regional Park, Field 1 and 2, Tropics International versus Eagle, that starts at 2:30. And at Tradewinds Park, Challengers versus Mega Blasters, that starts at 2:30 also. So those are what's happening locally. I know last weekend, or this week to be exact, was the final of the T20, the U.S. Open. From what I'm gathering, that a team by the name of Stallion X walked away with the trophy. But either you can give a little bit more details because I have no details on that. So that's what's happening for me locally. The arrival.
They came up against the Dallas All-Stars. Dallas All-Stars went down. So you're right. Stallion X walked away with $100,000 and covered a trophy for first time this year. And bear in mind, there were two Stallion team, and the one with the star-studded names Cornwall, Cocktail, Howie Tector, and the like. They waltzed out of the tournament with two wins, while other teams got in with one win. So that is still up in the air, how that came about. So I guess that's where you end with sports, David, I would imagine.
Yeah, that should be for me for now, this week. Because there's nothing on the agenda. After this week's tournament, the league will take a break until January 8th. They resume on January 8th. So
okay.
They will take a break over the holiday season. Wishing everyone, whatever they do, however they celebrate, a wonderful time. Just don't overindulge. Just don't overspend. If you got to, you celebrate. If you don't, then just have a wonderful day. Like I do myself. Just would be a wonderful day for me to relax.
Yeah, well, you know, we'll be here next week, Christmas Eve. And then Christmas Day, we're doing a marathon from 9 until 3 o'clock, David. So you have to gather up your large family, especially on Christmas Day, whether it's between 9 and 12 or 12 and 3, to have them send the greetings across the way. But I need, before Colonel, come on, any standing by, I need to inform the folks that Leon is the bearer of bad news. And you can correct me if I'm wrong. Leon sent me the passing of legendary Francine, singing Francine, passed away yesterday in Queens. And let me give credit here to Lou. That's the source. Barbadian Calypsonian icon singing Francine has passed away. Christian Francine Edwards, he died yesterday, Friday, December 16th, from a heart attack in Queens, New York. Singing Francine is known for the Christmas songs such as Hurrah, Hurrah, Harang, Parang, I Love Christmas, Christmas is Love, Calvin Christmas and A.A. Maria. All right, she's survived by her daughter, Shirley Cumberbatch. Known by all of her joyous spirits, the Calypso fraternity is mourning her passing, and so are we. Francine won the National Calypso Queen competition in Trinidad and Tobago in 1972, in 73, she repeated, in 81 and 83. She was all of 79 years of age. So, may her soul rest in perfect peace. That's the news that I've got. Compliments Mr. Leon Francis. So, Cardinal, I'm not going to take the message to David. I'm going to let you say it for yourself. So, good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good morning, Ivor. Good morning, David. And good morning to the all the fans, friends, and listeners of the Saturday morning. Well, it's kind of a shock. I guess heart attacks do not send you an announcement that they're coming. They just pop in uninvited. And sometimes some people survive them, sometimes some people don't. And then it's real touching to hear that Saint Francis gone. One of the most beautiful voices in Calypso singing anyway. So it's sad to see it. But, you know, we got to clean up because these things do happen.
Let me just give you a verse and a chorus here, and then we'll come back to finish it.
This is Curry Danby. Have I told you lately that I love you? Could I tell you once again somehow? Have I told with all my heart and soul how I adore you? Well, darling, I'm telling you now. Have I told you lately when I'm sleeping? Every dream I dream.
Singing Francine, the lady with the beautiful voice, has left us. And, you know, she has a lot of Christmas songs, the Karen and the likes. So her music will live on. I can say that with 100% certainty. Francine will live on. Well, we're going to walk our way up to 10:45. Debbie and Dawn come in to tell us about the Antigua Care. But Colonel, we're not going to keep your friends, your special fans waiting. And Lynette is online with us also, so she would chastise you, not me. So go ahead and greet your many fans, and I'll check on the time to see if we can do the birthdays, anniversaries, and hour in about 5 minutes. If not, we do it right after the ladies.
Yes, you know, we always love to say good morning to all our friends, supporters, and we got a special greeting to special fans, all these two. They are the ones who keep us in line, totally let us know how well we're doing, where we're not going, and, you know, pop up now and again to keep us aware of how to keep the show better. For all our listeners. So let me say good morning and season's greetings to the people of New York. Mertris, Nina, Donna, Sarah, and Lady Bobby. I hope the weather today York is a little bit more friendly and accommodating, but you know where you can find the sunshine. Right here on this Saturday. I'm going to go over to St. Martin, where I'm still going to say good morning to Irma Thompson and Carlos over there in St. Martin. You know, everybody just popped back. They're in St. Martin now. They just popped back in from Nevis. They went over there to have a little fun and election fun and all this kind of thing. I wonder if Irma and Carlos can tell us about it. Anyway, that left for us. Good morning, Irma. Good morning, Carlos. Hope you had a great time. And, happy with your election results, because I understand that some people are not so happy. Whatever. Good morning to St. Kitts. And good morning to Lynette. Good morning. Well, they're gearing up for Carnival. And my understanding is that the preparations are going well. I just saw an image or a video of the former prime minister, hooping it up and jiggling and dancing and really having a good time. Okay. Lynette going to tell us a little bit more about those preparations and, what the response is to all of the events going on in Sikkim. The new government in place, and also now a new government in place over in Nevis. Let's see where we're going to do as concerns going forward. Good morning to all the fans, friends, and supporters over there in Kitts, and I say particularly to Lynette. Good morning to the people in Nevis. They're settling into the election after gloom, whichever one they choose. But good morning, nevertheless. Good morning to Mr. Renford Doerr and his staff there at the 2020 Vision. Particularly to Carmen Lady C. Griffin. I'm hoping that, whatever might have transpired, you are still on, looking up. Because I understand there's a lot going on in Nevis right now. I heard of the Christmas tree lighting, and my people over in Brookhill are doing their own Christmas tree celebration and all that. Plus, you've got the theater class 1972 kicking off their week of celebration in a reunion celebrating 50 years of graduating from high school. So good morning to all your friends over there. And my understanding, Cecilia is already in Nevis, Dr. B is already in Nevis, and I'm hoping that I catch up with one or both of them, or as many of them as possible, so that they can let me know how things are looking up before the start of these celebrations. Unfortunately, I've been put on the sidelines, so I wasn't able to attend. But good morning to all, nevertheless. I'm going to go on over to the UK. I'm going to say good morning to Omel. And I'm not sure if Omel is a England football fan, but I do know that she's a Liverpool football fan. Liverpool is her team. And I think Liverpool just won some kind of match the other day in the Qatar something tournament, in some Qatar tournament, some Abu Dhabi tournament, some kind of tournament. But I know Omel is going to be happy about that. Because Liverpool, as we know, a position in the last Premier League was not too exciting for women. So I'm hope that she's getting a cheer up. Liverpool winning. Good morning, Omel. Good morning to fans over there in the UK. You're having a good day. The weather is cool, I understand. Or should I say cold? But you step in here with us. We've got sunshine to shoot. And I noticed that hardly didn't say anything about. I noticed that Adley's name was not mentioned this morning on the sports show about coming down here, sucking up our sunshine I wonder, what's his name?
Hey, Cardinal, I saw him last week, you know, when it started getting cold down here. I saw him last week.
Okay.
The gentleman you're talking about came coming down, taking our sunshine. I saw him last week, and it was very chilly last week. So, you know, he's, when we get chilly down here, we know he's down here taking away our warmth.
Okay. You saw him. Okay. I was just wondering if you knew that he was around. Anyway. So, Arlie's around in South Florida, so I noticed that I didn't hear anything about him coming down here, sucking up a sunshine, but I became aware he was in South Florida, and I know that's usually the concern about him bringing down his cold and sucking up all the warmth. So he already started, you say? Okay. I'm going to go on up to Fort Lauderdale, where I'm going to say good morning to King Elimat, and you know I'm going to talk about King Elimat in this time when we are preparing for Carnival in St. Kitts. We're also preparing for Carnival here in the Virgin Islands and in St. Croix particularly, and over in Montserrat they're going to have Carnival celebrations as well. So there's a lot of celebratory activities, Carnival being one of them. So good morning to Elimat, King Elimat, and hoping that the brother is doing all right, even though he's not, you know, as active and prolific in preparing music at this time. There's a legacy that he has left behind to remind us of his great contribution to these celebrations. We say thank you to the brother and wish him well in the future. I'm going to say good morning to Marva Jones, and my favorite celebrity, Tiffany, little sister Tanaya, and brother Malik, good morning to you during the Saturday morning entertainment show. I'm going to go on down to the Southwest Miami, where I'm going to say good morning to Jerome Cutner Richardson, who comes to you that way, by way of Sandy Point. Good morning, Cutner. Cutner is not concerned about what's going on in St. Kitts. He's only concerned about what's going on in Sandy Point. And apparently Sandy Point is rather quiet at this point. So we're not going to hear any complaints from Cutner in the near future. But if you find some, you don't let us know. Good morning, Cutner. Hoping that you're doing well, brother. Give us a call and let us be sure of how well you're doing. I'm going to go on up to Georgia. We're going to say good morning to Monique, Yvette, and Bob. Good morning to you. And just welcoming you to the Saturday morning entertainment show. And if you're cool, like we say, I'm going to say for you too, we've got sunshine here on the Saturday morning entertainment show. I'm going to say good morning to my dear sister Yvonne over there in Melbourne. And, you know, this season of the year, you know, Yvonne usually have a ball, you know, cooking here, cooking there, making us all laugh and happy and arranging a party of the night. Yeah. We got those memories. Good morning, Yvonne. Hoping that you are having a great time. And I'm going to say good morning to Kathleen. Saturday morning entertainment show. I should say, inspiration on our favorite listener. Good morning to you. Good morning, Kathleen. Hope you enjoy the show as much as you have been. Well, Ivor got to receive his blessing of tolls of butter. So he gonna present a show at Happening Wood. Definitely. And that said, good morning to all fans, friends, supporters of the Saturday morning entertainment show. Ivor's got a great show for you, so hang on with that. Listening. Back to you, Ivor.
Yes, sir. The passing of Francine, Tunnel, how did that news hit you? It hit me with a ton of books there.
Well, you know, it's kind of shocking because I guess that you didn't get any word that she was sick, but that's
right.
The way of heart attacks and strokes. They don't think. And as I'm saying that, let me just say condolences to the Joseph and Glasgow family out of Nevis, out of Brickhill, because one of earlier this week, or late last week, the son of Millie Glasgow, you would know her as Millie Glasgow, the sister of Cyril and Verdon, and, you know, you remember those.
Yes.
Her son died earlier. He got a stroke and he got into intensive care, recovered somewhat. They were hoping for the best. And then whether it was his decision or not, he just went the other way. He did not come back. So I'm going to convey my condolences to that family. These are people out of the intensive area. His father, his mother is from Nevis. He was born in St. Croix. And they spent a good part of their early years in Nevis. Yeah, okay.
Okay. By the Antigua Care representatives, Debbie and Dawn. And for some reason they're not coming in, we will have some
it's
representation
about,
on
the generations and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children so that they know it's a better world for them and think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love, and a place much brighter than tomorrow, and if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry, and a place you feel there's no hurt or sorrow, there are ways to get there, if you care enough for the living. Make a little space, make a better place, heal the world,
make it a better place, for you and for me and the entire human race. There are people dying, if you care enough for the living, make a better place for you and for me.
Croatia 2-1 at this time, folks. Croatia 2-1 over Morocco. That's the latest.
Cannot lie. Love is strong. It only cares for joyful giving. If we try, we shall see. In this bliss we cannot feel. There are dreams.
And that's the score at halftime, folks. The score at halftime. We're rooting for the Africans, Morocco, but Croatia is staying not so fast, not so soon, but it's only halftime. These two teams are vying for the third place. Okay, we'll give it another minute to see if Dawn and Debbie will be in. So, Cardinal, stand by.
Thank you.
half panel represent the ladies in their wonderful work that they're doing around the world, in particular Antigua and Barbuda. Panel.
Yes, of course. I would be happy to represent the effort of the ladies of Antigua and Barbuda Care. You know, we live in a social environment where there's a lot of antagonism and destitution. And unfortunately, I don't know if we prefer not to see it or we just don't see it for whatever reason. But, you know, even in this time when we are talking about peace and goodwill towards men, and even at the times when, you know, everybody is hoping and praying for peace in the world, you know, the fabric of fight seem to be unraveling and leaving quite a bit, the majority of people in a state of destitution. Now, here are two ladies who are addressing that, trying to hold it together and heal this type of social environment that we have been forced to navigate. They're Dawn and Debbie. They're representing the Antigua and Barbuda Care, hopefully to make a dent or some progress in healing that wound that shows up itself in Antigua as people are left out of social participation and benefits, without food, without clothes, without shelter, sometimes suffering disasters from which it is difficult or sometimes even impossible for them to recover. And these two young ladies have taken up the mantle and offered whatever they could to heal those elements of human suffering. We hope that you can offer whatever you can to contribute to the effort. It's a Herculean effort, a mammoth task, but they are undertaking it with the kind of commitment that the task demands. We commend them. We wish them the best, and we hope for the contribution of others to help them do what we call healing. Back to you, Ivan.
Yes, indeed. Like you say, we're healing the world. And for these ladies, it's at a time when time of giving is normally the way of life at this time. Some people have to struggle, still we need for it, but these ladies are just giving without anybody having to perform. Because like you said, Fernal, they're giving to the needy and not the greedy. So, let's see if we can get Donna online. She's over there in Nevis. Donna B., good morning. Well, how are you, Fernal? Bullwagging me asking for you, where is Donna? Where is Donna? Is not here. I haven't heard a voice for the morning. So give him your 10-4 and you can, if you hear so to do. He's bullwagging me. Are you there, Donna? Yes, but yeah, you were muted for a while there, but you're good now. You've muted yourself.
I'm hearing a slightly, Ivor. Like in the distance.
Okay, Donna, let's see if you can bring it up a little bit louder. Let's try this one. And let's see if I need the this one. Let's move this one. And bring this one. Okay, let's try that. Wait.
Okay, how about that?
Can you hear me now?
I still, it still sounds like she's in the distance.
Yeah, but I'm not telling you she's hearing.
I don't know. I'm not hearing him.
Okay, now that's better.
Tunnel, are you hearing us?
I'm hearing her now. When she said, I don't know, but I'm here. I'm not hearing him. Okay, I can hear you now, Dana.
It's not coming from that end. I don't know why. Let's see again here. Tunnel, can you hear us?
Okay. Yeah, I'm hearing you, Iva.
Yeah, but you're not hearing Dana?
I'm not hearing Dana again.
Dana, try it again.
Hello, hello, good afternoon.
Okay, I heard that. Very faint. But I heard the good afternoon. Okay, go ahead. I'll be happy with that.
Okay, then.
Yeah, so what's the atmosphere and what's the mood like over there in Nevis?
Well, first election, more. You know, when you have the election, some happy, some sad, some mad.
And that's why I said I think having an election during the Christmas time anyway in Montserrat, Dominica, St. Kitts and Nevis, St. Croix, it's not a happy time. You're splitting families. You're just making some happy, some sad. Even in the very home, too, because it's not everybody who's got on the party line. So, it lends that atmosphere. But anyway.
Well,
stick with us a little. Go ahead.
It's the after-election gloom and gloom.
Exactly. That's what it is. But Sandra, let's go ahead and do the birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date as we have gone past 11 o'clock, so we can get in a couple of things. So Donna, stand by, we might be able to hear Mother and Daddy.
Okay.
Okay. Go, Kano.
Okay. Yeah, this is Thursday. Okay, I just got a message from Debbie saying that they won't be able to be on today. Yeah, this is Saturday. It's December 17th. And it's the 351st day of 2021. And here are the anniversaries, birthdays, and historical notes for today, brought to you with the compliments of Mr. Audley Watson. Out of the West Indies in Barbados, it is the birthday of Albert Padmore, he's 76. Out of England, Barbara Daniels and Charlotte Edwards. Out of South Africa, Aubrey Faulkner and Charles Langeberg. Quinton de Kock, also out of South Africa. Out of India, Ketty Taparo and Mushtaq Saeed Ali. Out of New Zealand, Bruce Morrison, Ewan Thompson. Out of Australia, Kerry Packer. Oh, you remember him? That challenged the broadcasting standards in Australia that were hugged by the friendly group and started World Series Cricket, Kerry Packer. Out of Australia, out of Ireland, Janice Walsh. Out of Zimbabwe, Tafadwa Mufambisi. Out of Nepal, Pawan Saraf. Out of Pakistan, Najaf Shah. It is the birthday of Pope Francis. He's out of Argentina, you remember? He's 86 years old. That's the Pope. Multi-weight boxing world champion, Manny Pacquiao. Out of the Philippines, he's 44. It's the birthday of actress Sarah Paulson. Jacqueline Wilson, a children's author. It's her birthday today. Movie actor Eugene Levy. Actor Bill Pullman. Ernie Hudson, also an actor. Actress Mila Jovovich. Actor Sean Patrick Thomas. Rock musician Mike Mills. movie producer, director, Peter Farrelly, Native American actor, Wes Studi, marathon runner, Paula Radke, David Reducci, middle distance runner, I should say, Kim Min-sung, South Korean baseball player, Seo Young-won, South Korean footballer, Mohamed Buhari, the president of Nigeria, he's 80, Chris Matthews, the American journalist, Carlton Carly Barrett, Jamaican drummer, remember him from Bob Marley and the Wailers group, American PGA golfer, Rocco Mediate, he's 60. Today marks the assassination of William Longsword, the second Duke of Normandy. In 1718, France, Britain, and Austria declare war on Spain. You know, it was called the War of the Quadruple Alliance. And it lasted from 1718 to 1728. Nothing new. Congregation Sheret Israel of New York purchases a lot of on Mill Street in Lower Manhattan to build the city's first synagogue. That happens in, also happened in 1718. In 1791, New York City traffic regulation creates the first one-way street. In 1819, Congress of Angostura established Colombia's independence from Spain. In 1865, Ulysses Grant issues an, that's the U.S. president, issues an order expelling Jews from Tennessee. The new Ellis Island immigration station is completed, costing $1.5 million. In 1903, the Wright brothers make the first sustained motorized aircraft flight at 10:35 a.m., piloted by Orville Wright at Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. In 1919, Australian Parliament approves the 8-hour workday. In 1927, Australian cricket prodigy Don Bradman scores 118 in his first-class debut for New South Wales against South Australia at Adelaide Oval. In 1944, the U.S. Army announces the end of excluding Japanese Americans from the West Coast, and the detainees were released. U.S. Federal Communications Commission approves the RCA's black and white compatible color TV specifications. In 1957, the last episode of the Nat King Cole show airs on NBC. It was canceled due to a lack of national sponsorship. In 1963, West and East Berlin sign an accord about travel rules. In 1964, Goldfinger, the third James Bond film starring Sean Connery and Honor Blackman, premieres in London, England. In 1965, the largest newspaper, the Sunday New York Times, of 956 pages, published for 50 cents. In 1967, Harold Holt, Prime Minister of Australia, vanishes in a mysterious circumstance while swimming near Melbourne. In 1977, Australian cricketer Bobby Simpson scores 176 versus India at the Wacker at age 41. In 1978, the Workers' Party of Jamaica was founded by Dr. Trevor Monroe. We will remember that. In 1995, René Préval wins the Haitian presidential elections for the Lavalas Party. In 2019, former Pakistan President Pervez Musharraf was sentenced to death in absentia for high treason. Those are your birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes for today. One thing has been left out, one of the greatest revolutionaries of all time, Simon Bolivar. Today is his birthday. That's the man who tried to reconnect and unite the entire South American continent into a complete revolution to throw off the bonds of colonialism. Simon Bolivar.
Lynette. I think you're muted, Lynette. From your end, that is. Okay, let me try to pull it back up.
Maybe Lynette got a little noise in the background.
Cadilla, no punk, if you want to learn, I explain to her. Change, give me big money, woo wind.
Bye.
I must be just in a point to you. That's what Lynn is saying. I don't know why she do that, but she say just too much a verse and a chorus because she wanted to tell us the mood of Carnival in Saint Kitts, and then Donna wanted to talk about her experience in Nevis and the election and the mood was going on there. And Lynn says she too wanted to talk about a couple of things too and Nevis election. So, Marcus, don't blame me. Don't blame me. Say good morning to the folks. Donna, say something. Let's make sure that we're hearing you loud and clear.
Hello. Good afternoon for me down here. Good morning to you folks up there.
Okay. Let me hear. Linda, are you hearing Donna clearly?
Yes, I am. Hello, Donna. Donna.
Hello.
So you're down in the sun. You're down in a nice sunny place. No cold. No jacket.
Okay, you hearing Lynette Donna?
Yes, I am.
Okay, what about you, Cardinal?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm hearing everybody.
Nice seeing you, Donna.
Nice seeing you, too.
Okay, we get it done fast.
You make sure you enjoy all the sun so that when you go back, you keep nice and warm.
All right. Lynette, last night was the some steel band music. I heard a little bit of something there. What was that all about?
That was the panorama with all the steel pans.
Okay, so was any band from Nevis participating? We know it's a national carnival. If you know. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, Nevis participated in the panorama.
Yes.
Yeah, Nevis has a couple of steel bands.
Okay, so who emerged winners?
If not the majority, they have quite a bit.
So it was a competition, I would imagine. So who?
Yes.
Who won Panorama Champs?
Oh, I don't know. Only Donna knows.
Do you know Donna? Who is? Oh, they have to tabulate. They have to wait for until 5 o'clock.
All I heard is that. Some bands from Saint Kitts one and the other one look like they're from Nevis.
Oh, okay. All right, we got that down far. So, what's on the agenda for tonight in Saint Kitts, Lynette? Lynette, the question was for you. What's on the agenda for tonight?
Oh.
What's on the agenda tonight?
I don't know, you know.
Okay, well, tell us about the VAT. How is the VAT? 5% VAT going?
Well, it's going good because, well, I can't speak for today, but I could speak for yesterday. I was out and about yesterday, and it was quite a lot of people out shopping, lines were long. As a matter of fact, I stood in line in a particular store for about an hour to get cash.
Well, then that's good.
So
what about vehicles?
Yeah.
We know the first $50,000 is 5% off your vehicle. The vehicles are coming off the lot or what?
Well, I went to automotive, particular automotive place, and I got to call them in, you know. And actually, I saw a lot of new cars in numbers, so wait a bit. So I said, well.
Okay.
So it seems so. I don't know. I don't have the figure yet because I guess after today they'll come out with a figure of how many cars were sold.
Okay. Well, let me go up, back and forth. Candace can always come in. Nevis election, how is the mood over there? First, let me congratulate Janice Donald Hodge family. I got to just hail up big time twice. Miss Daniel, I speak at Daniel for now, to know that she's the daughter of the first Premier of Nevis, Simeon Daniel. She has taken a seat that has not been won by NRP since 1992. And they would have lost when Griffin would have lost that seat over there to Jean Harris. So that's pretty much like history in the making there, if you want to put it first female to take that seat. Correct me, Donna. You're saying something.
I was correcting you. No, it wasn't Jean. It was Small.
Small. Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Yeah, so, yeah, but he's trying to make him the first NRP lady to take that seat that pretty much was owned by CCM since they came into being. So, what's the mood like there? I understand that NRP has not conceded election yet. There's some shenanigans that went on there. One box was 16 votes over.
Yeah.
Explain.
I'm on. Explain. The sale of bubble went down.
Yeah, but how can that bubble there stand, though? Because the election's supposed to be free and fair and free from fear. How can it be fair that you have 20 persons registered, but you end up with 39 votes in a box?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think that ought to be looked into.
Well, there's a video out with Matt Ranty trying to explain it.
Well, you were supposed to send that to me, and I didn't get it.
You have it. You have it.
Where did you send it? Because I looked.
Hold up, let me check this.
I suppose those are allegations, and I don't know.
No. Those are fact finding channels.
Oh, okay.
Those are fact finding with 16 votes in the box.
So the investigation. We're saying the investigation has been concluded.
No, but the part about the 16 votes extra in the box. That's a fact.
Well, I'm saying I wouldn't want to call it a fact until the investigation has been concluded and you establish that.
Check 2075.
You know.
Yes, I have it.
Okay. So that's what I am saying. That is the point I'm going for. Okay, somebody has said that there were an extra 16 ballots in a box that is only supposed to have been 20.
Mm-hmm.
So an investigation has to be done to determine whether that was
Leonard,
true.
Leonard, mute when you're talking, please.
To determine whether that was true and how it came to be that way. So that's
well,
what
that's
I mean.
The part. How it came to
by
be
allegation.
That way. Right. So what I'm saying here, so both CCM and NRP, and everybody who's investigating know that this is a fact. How did it get there? There's a double ballot that were handed out somewhere along the line. So that has been established. That has been established.
But you just told me that the investigation has not been concluded. So how could we establish
No. Investigation means he has gone to court and the court decides the election is null and void on that particular...
No. You don't do investigation. I have a hold on. You don't do investigations in court. In court, you present the facts. Investigation discover what the facts are and how they come to be that way. You present those to the court. You don't do investigations in court. So what I'm saying is that is the allegation for now. The investigation would pursue a course of discovery that would establish whether or not that is the truth and how it came to be that way. That is the point from which I am speaking about. I use the term allegation as opposed to fact.
Well, I go.
Okay, so
if I see something is blue, I'm not going. If the sky is blue and somebody arguing to tell me the grass is green, I'm not waiting for a judge to send me jail to tell me that I'm the jackass. I'm gonna tell you straight up front, the sky is blue. So some things I'm going to use common sense. If two persons are telling me, boy, yes, they got in there. And the other side is saying, yes, it's in there. It is in there. They're there. 200 people supposed to be there. 219 in there. 216. And we know that is an established fact. I'm not waiting for no blonde here to tell me, yes, it is there. No, it's for them. Just like I'm going to say, Mr. Donald Trump, all the court can tell you, we can't find you, we can't get enough votes to impeach you. But you can't tell me that what you did was not impeachable. So that is where I stand in it. You're going all the way factual, and I can't blame you for that either. I'm not in a position to do that either. So I would stand by that. I'm looking for something here. Wanda said something here. I think Wanda sent me something here. Okay. Let me see if I can play this. It might not be loud enough because I don't have...
My fellow citizens and residents, this is Dr. Nevis Daniel Hart, leader of the Nevis Reformation Party. I must congratulate all of you for having actively participated in the Nevis Island Assembly election on December 12, 2022. The NRP enters this election in the spirit of democracy. We hold that all elections taking place within the shores of Nevis must be free, fair, free from fear, and free from fraud. The election on December 12, 2022 was hard fought. Most unfortunately, however, it has been brought to my attention that serious allegations of unconscionable irregularities, voter fraud, and illegal conduct occurred that has put our democracy at risk and has created profound mistrust of our electoral process. In light of these compelling revelations, our party is prepared to challenge the election results. We believe that electoral integrity should not be a CCM or NRP matter, but we all owe it to ourselves to uphold and enhance our electoral process and democratic principles. Every Nevisian should want to restore faith in our democracy and feel sure that our elections are conducted as the Constitution prescribes. We will therefore seek redress to ensure that the results of the December 12th election were not compromised and that they reflected the will of the people. Thank you.
I hope that you guys would have heard that. Did it come to you nice and clear? I hope it did.
Yes.
Yeah, it did.
Okay. Let's see. That sounded like a premier was speaking there to me. Let's see what's going on. Let's hear the rebuttal.
That's okay. Because one thing I know, the hiccup involves 16 votes. 16. So, Patricia Bartlett, listen to me. You can have all 16. Guy, even if you get them, and I give you 16 on top of them, and another 16 and 16 more, you still lose. So let me tell you something. The court has a two-pronged test in election matters. One, was there some illegality? If the answer to that is even yes, you must also answer the second, did that affect the outcome? And so that's why I tell her, take 16, plus 16. You know something? Take 100. You still lose. So, you almost have concerned yourself. Because all that happened apparently is that the tally gave one number, and then in the box there were additional 16 ballots. What? The difficulty was that at the start of polling yesterday morning, we had some problems with the list.
You hear the response from a premier? It is okay for me to stop you. But if the shit didn't splatter and go on nobody else, no worry about that. If you didn't dare when I slap you, forget the slap. I drive the car. And I don't have a driver's license. And the police put me over. He said, but I get home safely. No way that I enjoy it. No way that I was driving without a license. Just know that I get home safely and I park up the car in the garage. What are you talking about? I can drive. I don't need a license. This is the response. I think, okay, we agree. 16 votes was in there. They don't belong inside here. I know some hunky-punky went out. But he ain't affect the outcome because you lose by more than the 16. So, nobody exposed that. The democratic system is okay. Because you lose by 140. and it's only 16 they find. So no go look in the other box them, no go look to see how the other people them think. You know what this is telling me? This only gets caught because let's say 300 was listed to vote and 216 gets in the box. What about the one that marked 200 supposed to vote and 190 thing was inside there? But only 150 people went at the polls. So somehow 40 additional votes get in there for somebody. And when you add the box, the person that lost, they lost by 10. So you don't find out this thing if it meant over 200. But if it's under 200, he's saying, it's okay. We didn't find out the one. Because it was only supposed to be 200 in there, and once it didn't go over, 200. No matter if somebody put voted two times or three times inside there, don't investigate it. What a country. Okay. I get the football, the soccer, whatever you want to call it there, going on because Lynette, Donna, that's you, somebody's coming. Let's keep the broadcast standard high. If it's background noise, just mute yourself a little bit and we have somebody else. Panel, fix it while we got some muted people. Hello? Panel, come in now?
Yeah. I'm hearing some background noise there. I thought you were trying to clear it up.
No, well, I tell them already, if there's background noise, just leave that alone and then just listen up until they can get themselves situated. But go ahead in the meantime, we can't keep it empty.
Well, what I'm saying, you know, still is what I'm saying still is what I said in the beginning. An investigation needs to be done.
Yeah, because
the response
rebuttal.
Whoever gave that rebuttal is not addressing the issue that is supposed to be addressed. Were there irregularities? He's saying, well, even if there were irregularities and it didn't affect the outcome, it doesn't matter. Yes, it does. It does matter. Because depending on how these irregularities occur, if they occurred by negligence, or they occurred by inadvertence. Someone carelessly did something that was overlooked. Negligence, inadvertence, something that is excusable, yes. But if they were willfully done, that's a different story. And we have not gotten to that yet. There hasn't been an investigation done to determine how this occurred. If they occurred willfully, if they occurred intentionally, it doesn't matter whether or not it affected the outcome, as far as I'm concerned. Whoever did if it was done willfully, whoever planned it, if it was done willfully, whoever conspired to do it, should be facing the court for fraud. Okay, that's what I'm saying. So that defense about the court requires one, whether it does not add up to the situation as it is now. I'm still insisting that a proper investigation needs to be done to determine whether or not the allegations are correct, and if they are correct, how did they occur? My position is still the same.
All right. Donna, any come back on that? Anything to add?
No, from what I'm saying, I stand with what Cardinal said. You have to go and investigate. And you have to go to court to get the whole of them done. You got to do nothing that one box, you know. You got to do nearly all the boxes in St. John. And in Charlestown as well.
Exactly. So a proper objective investigation has to be done. The question is, who's going to do it?
Yes.
And whether this person who's going to do it is going to be a neutral party and all of those things. I mean, the Attorney General really should be the one who should be heading up this investigation. And the Attorney General should be acting neutrally under those circumstances.
What?
You know, so
what does the Electoral Commission do?
They may be in. They're the ones who may be under investigation. They can't investigate themselves.
Because it seems as though it was a problem with the list.
Right, so they can't investigate themselves.
Right, so who will you take into court? Who will you going to take to court for that? The Electoral Commission? Supervisor of election, the poll clerk, who?
That's what
investigation
be,
should reveal
be,
that whether or not
none of the two parties because they had no control over the list.
Oh, don't say that so fast because
Mark Wantley
to today has poisoned people on Nevis and abroad that Mr. Parry and Mr. Henry Daniels had control over a list and went to court, and without even getting a charge, a court found them guilty without even answering to a charge. So they had to just turn around and drop these charges that they said they were supposed to pay money, and they had no control of a list. So be careful how you say that. CCM says.
No, I am asking. No, I'm not saying anything. It's a question.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question.
Who is going to be taken to the court? That's my question.
Oh, no, I wasn't addressing that.
Because if
there's
a problem with the list, none of the two parties or three parties had any, well, supposed not to have anything to do with the list. Everything
right,
is supposed to become part
of the list. I was addressing that part of your statement. CCM list put it and sold to people that Mr. Parry and Henry Daniel of NRP had control over a list in 2011, which we know is a lie. Now, Eric Evelyn went into Parliament 2 days ago and said it is alleged that CCM would have had some dealings with the list to put off, take off, Aran. And everybody knows that nobody can get in on the list and can do this and do that, none of the parties. So all of a sudden, nobody can get in. Because CCM now, the fingers are pointing towards them. So you see the double
standard? Well, how can you can't point to no one party if it's the list?
Why other people weren't saying that when
Parry... by the electoral office.
Listen, up to this election, I heard Matthew talking about this null and void and Parry them. He's the chairman of the party of NRP, Daniel, and he said, look who
the
chairman
of the party. Was it the same story with a list?
Same story, yes, with name.
Yes, it was the
family story that they put on name and take off name and stuff. He said they take off the name and put on this and that and that.
Right, so our president now has been set there.
No, they had nothing to do with the list. But he told it to Nevis people that Parry and Henry don't vote for them because they somehow get in the commission office and put on name and take off name and take off CCM people name. And Nevis people bought that. Now that the fingers are pointing here, not saying it
in the opposite direction.
Right. This man gets up in Parliament and says, everybody know that none of the parties have no control of no list. That is the electoral thing, commission. We were there all these years from 2011. It's taking until 2022 to now say that nobody, none of the politicians have anything to do with that list. It's taking...
Okay, so in a case like this, then, if it's the list, they don't have to do over the election, not just give one party no vote. They'll have to have a re-election or something. People have to go back to the polls.
That would be fine, and let's see how they can bring in all the people from the Dominican Republic again. Leave these people too soft. I hear Grant saying he's going to have people out the line if they're going there and all that kind of stuff. We need some radical like on Grant saying, so the next thing Grant when he see, Grant say, I'm going to be waiting by the door, I mean, you know, you're not talking English, you're not a vote.
Grant said that in 2015.
So if the person has a voter registration card, how are we going to stop them from voting?
I said Vance.
Thank you. No. Once your name is on, you don't get to vote.
Listen, I just told you what he said. I didn't tell you it happened. I don't
your name know. Has to be on the list, and then you could vote with either a government
Lynette,
ID, your driver's license, social security card, or passport.
Lynette. There was some intimidation there, and a lot of people didn't go to vote. Because
yes,
Grant said, I'm and he'll pull you out the line. Grant says, oh.
Let me tell you something.
Uh-huh.
In Nevis, persons stay in the Dominican Republic and get registered here.
Okay, then.
What?
And then a voter card or a passport is sent to them in the Dominican Republic. That's what's happening in Nevis.
Oh.
They never set foot on Nevis yet. Till I'm playing go for them to bring them here, but then got a voter card and they got
yeah, but according to the law, once your name on the list, you can vote.
Yeah, but that's what I'm telling you. That's what has been happening.
Bring back some of these people here and let them know how did you get registered and let expose the whole thing. I stayed in
Dominican
Republic.
How did your name get on the list?
I never lived here.
You see where we need electoral reform? We need electoral reform.
And they don't have
electoral
reform. The system is just so bad.
You don't need no electoral reform, Lynette. You need a reform of the people who are in charge of administering your society. That's the reform that you
yeah,
need.
The people who are in the office them there, are these people.
Yes.
Lynette, let me tell you something.
Well, you see,
I was at the polls one time walking, and I see this guy from Anguilla. I never see him yet come in my station to vote. He not got no voter ID. He not got no Arrows and Anguilla passport. And his name was on the list.
And he was allowed to vote.
How his name was on the list, nobody knows. But I guess Alexis Winifred and his friend Alexis put him up on the list. And he was allowed to vote. I saw that with
me.
Again. This man never lived
again.
He never lived in Nevis. And I'm listening, Lynette.
Listen. Does he live in Nevis?
No.
Okay, because Commonwealth citizens are allowed to vote after a year.
Yes, I'm telling you. Yes, we know that. And they're allowed to be registered.
Once you live in Saint-Kitts and you're Commonwealth citizen within a year, you can vote.
I don't know how they don't get these people named on the list, but they work with the electoral office in town, and they do their job. And no matter how you oppose these names, you know you got a chance to say, who is this fella? They never win yet. Who is this person? Persons in your village and you never see them. You never hear about them and you know this is a small place. Small community. Everybody know everybody. But it happens in Nevis, I'm telling you. Names a tiny list of people who you'd never see yet, never know yet. And that's what has been happening. Because they get the people in the electoral office to do the bubble.
You know, I even see even the African students that are going to the offshore university here, they have voters ID. I'm standing in the bank, and when they ask you to present the ID, that's what they pull out, and I'm like, for real? But they're coming with citizens.
Yeah.
And once you're on the island for a year, you can register.
Yeah. But I'm telling you, but at least they live here. I'm telling you, there are persons who do not live here, never live here, and then they're on the list.
I wonder how that, wow.
Never ever live. The first time they come is when a plane goes for them to come to vote.
Wow.
Let them know that.
Wow.
She knows that is not good.
That is what happened in Nevis.
People who have been here 30 years and never came to St. Kitts. I don't know. So we're going to, until things are fixed properly, we're going to go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
Well,
What I see here is that you have people playing a game, and everybody playing the game underhandedly, and then the one that loses squeals
to win?
And say squeals and say it's not fair. So, you know, whatever underhanded tricks are involved in these electoral processes, Nevis people are involved. And I'm not gonna sit here and point my finger at one party and not the other. I'm not playing that. I'm saying divisions are involved. And this election is a division election. Whichever party you may support or not support, divisions are involved. So the corruption that is being spoken about now is a corruption of division, if it exists at all. And the fact that you cannot identify, if you can't identify somebody who you could trust to do an objective analysis and investigation, that speaks even more grossly about the kind of society that we are maintaining. We are no better. We are no better than our oppressors.
Well, just the names involved, we had Elvin Bailey, he was the supervisor of elections. I never hear a man remove from being the supervisor of elections. And the person who is in charge of the Nevis has asked that he stay on to supervise the new supervisor of election with an election that's taking place. If you're gone, you're gone. Go, leave and go. Don't stay here. When Labour complained about him in the last election, but now Nevis having an election, is good enough to stay on for Nevis election? Because you think you remove him. But just let him, just stay on there, somebody. So you can't change all this. You can't let your man then do it. Okay, just say get a snap election so you can't change nothing in the amount of days you have now with a new election supervisor. Why you can bring the thing in 20 days, in 21 days, 18 days? Nothing. The list don't close. So whatever you don't put on there, don't wrap up his DR people and stuff. Any more challenges you can't do nothing now? So even though you're right to him, over the years, this name ain't belong there. We can't find him. We're looking for him. We can't find his parents. Because, of course, if your father, your mother, and grandparents born there, that's fine. You can fight for it. But when you ain't got nobody there, how you get on? How you get on? You're not buying a passport. You're not buying a land. You ain't in the CBI thing there. So how you get to hold a passport and then come in to vote? And your grandparents are your parents were not born there. You don't get the by citizen by investment program. How that happened?
See, I like Elvin Bailey. He's one of the cronies, so they will be happy to have him.
Yeah. Well, I've said that time and time and time again. Janet said it. Election should be free and fair and free from fear. But
yeah.
Evidently,
everybody says that, Ivor. Everybody says that.
I'm just dealing with this, you know, what she said. So, if everybody say it,
You can't blame NRP. They've been out of power in the last 30 years. NRP has been in power for 7 of those 30 years. So I'm not going to blame nothing on Nevis and equalize it and say NRP for 7 years and another place up there for 23 years plus. And are you going to rope in NRP? I can't do that. Sorry. I can't do that.
Well, I'm going to take a different approach, Ivor. I'm going to say if there's corruption in the Nevis elections, Nevisians have to shoulder the responsibility for that corruption. That's all I'm
Well, when say. I say that, Marvin had me tell me don't
you know, I'm not gonna relieve anybody because of their party affiliation. I'm not gonna rope in anybody because of a party affiliation. I'm gonna say clearly that if there's corruption in the Nevis electoral process, Nevisions bear the responsibility for that corruption.
Of course, and then let's put it in the right compartment now. Then you go beyond that now. You make a sentence, one is the subject over here, one the predicate. So let's break it down now. I agree with what you're saying. But then you still can go further into it. Well, who are these divisions? I agree. You can't leave it there. It can't be every black man. It can't be every black man.
So who are they? So who are they?
And I'm telling you who are they. Check those for 23 years plus.
Ivor, you're telling me who they are by party affiliation. Don't play that with me.
No.
Telling me who they are by party affiliation.
I'm not involved.
Notice my statement I said. I also said I'm not going to rope anybody in because of their party affiliation, and I'm not going to absolve anybody because of their party affiliation.
I agree with you.
When you do a proper investigation, and your investigation leads me in that direction, shows me the fact this thing occurred this way under these circumstances, then we can identify particular actors.
I'm going to ask you a question.
Involved in the process.
Because you identify.
A man is not guilty of murder. A man cannot be absolved of murder because somebody else pulled the trigger. You understand?
No, you can be guilty by association.
I stay in my jail cell.
Come on.
I stay in my jail cell and allow somebody to shoot somebody. Just because I did not pull the trigger doesn't mean I cannot be found guilty of murder.
Okay, right. Exactly. So here it is.
Okay.
Because you were not in the forest, you go up in there and a tree falls. Because he wasn't there, would you say he didn't make any noise? The tree that fell, you didn't think, if somebody gets up and say, that tree has to make a noise, because you didn't hear it make a noise, would you say that the tree didn't make a noise when it fell?
What?
That's a simple question.
I know, but I mean,
a tree fell in the forest.
The original question,
is it fair for you to say that the tree made a noise when it fell?
Just because you didn't hear it doesn't mean it didn't make a noise. Okay,
right.
Just
so,
because you
well,
didn't
let's,
hear
wait,
it
hold
doesn't
on,
mean
one at a time. Okay, good. So we agree. You didn't see, now hear the tree. But it fell. And common sense tell you that tree made a noise. Hold on. The tree made a noise. Common sense telling me 23 years and some of them consecutive, over 10, over 12, over 15 consecutive. And shenanigans me found to be going on. Are you telling me it's not fair for me to say that the party who is in power for the 23 years, I cannot point a finger to them?
You can point finger whoever you want to point finger to. But unless you have the facts which point in that direction,
I have to say that you're not ready to point no finger yet. Interesting debates.
Point no finger yet.
I am telling you,
know you
must point a finger if you just say that Elvin Bailey, I'm going to call his name, was the supervisor of elections. And you have those party affiliates who they hire inside there. It is known. Are you telling me I'm going to just leave it at divisions and I can't break it down and say, well, who are they? I'm going to say black people? I can't point a finger every black man because they're black. Is that man doing
when
it? If
you,
it's Mills do it, is Mills do it. If it's Henry do it, is Henry
exactly.
do it.
Exactly. Exactly. So just because
a murder occur in a building when I was in it, does that make me a murderer?
Well, no, we can find out who it is who was in the building. Somebody in there. If all the persons inside
here. It may make me a suspect.
We can't give
a chance.
You got six persons in the building. Let me answer you. You ask a question. Does that mean if you're a murderer? If the six persons in there are males, one of the males commits the murder. I can't say a bomb did it. So how you going to say people in Nevis commit the murder? And I know. Yes, it's a division day. We established that because all divisions were in there. But when it come down and it boil down, it's all Mills was in there. How can I not say a Mills killed the man? I'm going to say Brown? I just leave it at divisions? I can bring it down to say
so
a Mills
said,
because six Mills was in there.
Who said the person who killed that person was in the building?
No, I just said no. We established.
You've got to do an investigation.
You've got to do an investigation
before you start pointing fingers.
We just want to say so you're sitting here. Let's
the people in the building may be considered suspects, but you can't
been
just jump
established.
Up and say,
hold on.
Well, they were in the
Forget
building.
The case,
so that
we're doing hypotheticals right now, Colonel. We're doing hypotheticals, so don't run away from your hypothetical to come to the factual case in Nevis. I am agreeing with you. If you got six people from Nevis within a room and one of them in the room kill somebody, that is established. We don't know exactly who, but we know their divisions. Then further investigations reveal that is a family of Henry's. Isn't that fair for me to say? Someone of the Henry family of the six was in there. Pull the trigger and kill a man. Why should I leave it at just division so people think that Brown, Hanley, Pharaoh, Flores, whoever this name, I leave it widespread when I can narrow it down. That's all I'm saying. So I narrow it down to
But where is the investigation that narrows it down? That's all I'm asking now.
It is
where
there
is the
because we just say it. In the Nevis thing,
you're doing speculation. You're doing speculation. I'm telling it's an investigation. I thought that's what you're doing. You're doing speculation.
I am not investigating anything, Colonel. Look where I am. Colonel, look where I am talking. I am not investigating anything. I've done investigation.
Exactly.
But I'm not investigating.
So you're reaching
that.
a conclusion. So you're reaching
a conclusion
and conjecture.
Dana is on the ground, and Dana told you what she has seen with her own two eyes in a polling station.
So Dana
I don't
could
know.
Be a possible witness in the investigation.
Well, exactly. So that's what I'm telling you.
Okay. So
and Dana was there on behalf of NRP.
Pointing your finger at people when the investigation has not been conducted.
I don't know what you're talking about. I have done that. I played
you
something
can't be doing that.
Hold on again. I played something from Janice Daniel Hodge. I played a rebuttal from the Premier of Nevis. And I said, take your stake with the two deliverance and the utterances. That's all I said. One agree that it was 16, even say, take 16 more. I lose by 142, so take up to 100, I still think. That is the response. That is all we're saying. A man yes, there was irregularities, but they ain't affect the outcome. But that is okay. I feel good to govern like that. That is how we're talking about here.
Okay.
And I am not agreeing with that.
That is neither here nor there with respect to an investigation to establish.
I don't know. You're having an investigation. I don't feel like there's an investigation. I don't know. We're on the radio here reporting what two persons say. That's all we're doing. I'm not putting no face on nobody. I'm putting what was here on the radio. I'm not doing an investigation. If there might not be an investigation, there might not be an outcome, but things have been highlighted and brought to light. That's all there is. Lynn suggests they should have a Dover election. Maybe that is possible. Dana told you what she would have seen in there, the shenanigans, and him called names, coming out of Anguilla. I can't blame her for that. That's her finding. That's what she said. As a matter of fact, her exact words,
I see that for myself with my own two eyes.
Well, I'm not doubting that. All I'm saying that Dana would be a good witness in the investigation. She would be a good subject to interview to put the investigation together. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying Dana is wrong or right or whatever. I'm saying she would be a good witness. She saw things.
Well,
and so
you know, they
would be subjected to an interview to determine where this thing's coming from.
Let's say our goodbyes here because we don't have the luck to go over.
Oh yes.
So at least we want to let the folks them know. Well, let me get this thing quickly. Tomorrow, the heavyweights will be in on the sports show tomorrow from 6 until 9, and we'll be by then. They'll be telling you who would have won the World Cup, whether France,
the doctor,
whether France would repeat. Or we would have Messi lifting the trophy for Argentina for his first time. So, 515-605-9850, the number to call where you can get in tomorrow. And it's blogtalkradio.com/thecricketshow. And over in Nevis and stuff, you can follow it over there, 2020 Vision Radio. Say goodbye, Stano.
Yes, it was, of course, one of the shows that we like to put out. But then again, we wouldn't know until the special fans tell us how well we did. So we're going to wait on their comment. And it was a joy bringing this show to you. And for that reason, I'll be back here next week wishing you Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, whatever you celebrate, Happy Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate. It would be a pleasure for me to convey
seconds, Donna.
My best wishes to you.
10 seconds. Lynette, you hear me? Okay, Donna, you hearing us? Okay.
Yes, I'm hearing you.
Yeah, just say your goodbyes. We're leaving us now.
Okay, so as usual, I enjoyed the little piece that I heard. And this discussion went well. And we say we're going to end with having an investigation into the fire on December 12th. Okay?
All right, very well.
Everybody have a good week.
Okay. Thank you. And don't forget, Christmas Day, we're going to be on from 10 o'clock for you until 4 o'clock. So we're sending greetings across the way. So I'll hook you up again so we can hail up the many folks. Lynette, are you there?
Okay. All right.
Okay. Well, let's go to family.
Hello?
Yes, say goodbye quickly.
Well, everybody have a good weekend. Let's say, Donna, enjoy the festivities and the nice weather. Okay, bye, everybody. Have a good one.
Okay, and you too. Enjoy your family. Enjoy the Christmas and Carnival over there. Thank you. Be safe. And it was a pleasure having you coming through. And thanks for all the information that was sent as well. The last one, yeah. I did get it on the same phone, but I didn't realize that you sent it. So thanks. Folks, with that, let's see. Matrice might be able to say her goodbyes quickly before they cut us. Matrice? Hello, Matrice. It's a little dumpling.
Probably not audible.
Let's
secret meeting place. I remember how you loved me as we sat there face to face. I go back there to our table, always hoping you'd be there. But it's silly, wishful thinking, when I see your empty chair. Empty chair and memories so few. All alone, I don't know what to do. Miss you so. It left me come what may, and we'd always be together, and you'd never go astray. But you came back a stranger, just as if you didn't care, and you left me for another with a smile and a chair. Empty chair and memories so few. All alone and don't know what to do. Miss you so, wishing you were there. Please come back and fill your.
But still there's something missing when But most of all, I just want heart of someone, lay back in the arms of someone you love. Lay back in the arms of someone, when you feel you're a part of someone, lay back in the arms of someone you love.
Alright, folks, we are going to be calling it George, calling it goodbye. See you later. Adios. And as usual, maybe ta-da would be appropriate at this time. So until next week, Saturday,
Steve. Why can't be Sandra Lucy?
Huh?
Why is it always George? You know, why you can't call Sandra and Lucy? You calling George all the time. Everybody calls George.
Why do you get the most
Sandra
sin?
Or Lucy?
You always, but you always
Lucy,
get the biggest sin.
Donna. Huh?
You always take the biggest sin. You take the cardinal sin.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, so you have to start charity meetings at home, so you got to start taking so much sins, man.
Okay. Good job.
So, I think
we don't know reason,
that's it. We have
no reason to call George all the time. I'm saying you could call Lucy sometimes or Sandra.
Well, Lucy, that's what they say. Family Lucy, Francie in there, 79. I didn't realize that she was up there too. She, her voice always sounds so young.
Hey,
man. Yeah.
You never know what.
Mm-hmm.
I believe.
Yeah,
that,
well.
The other thing who came up big, she died a couple of years ago singing Sandra, remember her?
Yes. Mm-hmm. But you know, I didn't know she was from Barbados, you know. Francine, I had.
Oh, Francine?
No,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
I didn't know. I always hear the Trinidadian having won the crown and so over there. I didn't know that. He won it three times. So she's like a spouse that adopted her and a daughter and father spade a spade, I guess. Yep. Well, we're just down to just a few of us, you know, so we're going to just call it quits then. You don't want to call it job, so let's call it quits.
Okay. I was just trying to inquire why Jad got to get early calls.
Yeah, I know. Well, somebody has to take it, somebody has to think. Somebody just has to just take the hit. So that's what it is.
Okay.
So more often than not, Jad should get the calls.
Okay.
No,
well, they let us hang around a little longer this week, Ivan. So I'm glad
that's why I went on. I said, just in time, and I said it ahead of time. Just give the goodbyes while we're on here, and let's see how much they will extend us. And I said, something with an 18 minutes and 41 seconds medley. I said, let's try to see if we can play in its entirety, and they obliged. So, until next week, day about, we'll check on Mertius in a minute and see how she is doing. She just didn't want her Barry White voice to get on radio, she said this morning. So we're going to just wish her the very best of the rest of the day. So until such time, let's just say adios, amigo, while we end the show.